Listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Police in Monterey Park, California, say they have found the man who opened fire, killing 10 people at a ballroom dance club during a Lunar New Year celebration this time last night. Correspondent Steve Futterman is there.
The man police say is responsible for the mass killing killed himself when his vehicle was surrounded by law enforcement officers. Still unclear what the motive was. One possibility being looked at is that Hu Cantran knew one or more of the victims. Those killed were mostly older people in their 50s, 60s, and older.
And investigators in Shreveport, Louisiana are looking for whoever opened fire at a home, shooting five adults and three children. A bullet hit a three-year-old boy in the chest. We learned this weekend that more documents marked classified turned up Friday at President Biden's Delaware home. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
It's yet another political blow for the president, who said Thursday,
"There's no there there."
This has gone from just simply being irresponsible to downright scary.
Republican James Comer chairs the House Oversight Committee and wants records from the Secret Service.
Any type of documentation that would help us determine who actually had access to those documents.
He and other Republicans allege a double standard between Presidents Biden and Trump.
Another storm bears down on millions of people from the Midwest to the Northeast, and there's more on the way. Weather Channel meteorologist Molly McCullum says what's in store.
Another winter storm is taking aim at the lower 48. This time, heavy snow from the southern plains all the way into the Ohio Valley. It really starts to take shape Tuesday into Wednesday, the middle part of the week, laying snow across Oklahoma, even into Arkansas and parts of the Midwest.
Today marked 50 years since the landmark Supreme Court decision Roe versus Wade. Vice President Harris spoke to abortion rights supporters in Florida.
Republicans in Congress are now calling for a nationwide abortion ban.
The Supreme Court overturned the ruling last June. The pilot of a small plane makes an emergency landing on a highway in Houston, Texas, and lives to tell the tale. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The aircraft did clip an 18-wheeler on the road, sparking a fire. Remarkably, no one was hurt.
In Memphis. Hundreds gathered to pay respects to Lisa Marie Presley, the only daughter of Elvis, during a memorial at Graceland. Mourners remembered her as an old soul. Presley died on January 12th at the age of 54. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Avatar hits another box office milestone.
Avatar: The Way of Water led ticket sales in movie theaters for a sixth straight weekend. It raked in another $19.7 million, surpassing the $2 billion mark at the global box office. It's now the sixth highest grossing movie of all time, just ahead of Spider-Man: No Way Home.
What just happened?
Last year, Spider-Man also topped the box office for six weekends, but before that, the only film to lead that long was another James Cameron classic, Titanic. It was number one for 15 weeks back in 1997. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A new census report shows that many people who grew up in Hawaii are moving inland. Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders who are being priced out of their homes are mostly moving to cities like Las Vegas and Sacramento, California. In Honolulu, the median price for a single-family home is more than $1 million. Hawaii has the highest cost of living in the country. Matt Piper, CBS News.
If you're a business owner, imagine getting up to $26,000 per employee. There's still time to file for the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. This program is for business owners who continue to pay their W-2 employees during the COVID pandemic. All business types and industries may qualify. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at DH Tax and Consulting have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. Call us now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Shine. I feel
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Love to be in love. That is The Whale by Mindox. That was the Essential Last Crack at 11. And Mindox was, we changed it up with bands that came out of Last Crack. Mindox was a band after Last Crack that the singer Butto was in with Pete Ress, who is also in the Skin Tones, who you may have heard here on Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy. We opened that set up of Essential Last Crack at 11 with Seven Seasons Deep, and that features Sean Anthony Brown on vocals, who was singer for Last Crack on their third album. We're going to keep it rolling here with the Black Saints. This is a throwback from a Milwaukee band from back in the 90s. This song is called Running. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Damian Smith with the band Autumn Reverie, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. We'll be right back.
Trust the moon to remain in our sky. there's how many failures until who will finally come into the light. Is this the way, is this the road that I should take until my dying day?
Radio for the people.
Yeah.
force field, that is Sword of Honor. This is Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. Before that, we heard Helion Prime, The Final Theory. That featured Mary Zimmer on vocals. And Autumn Reverie, Stalemate. And we opened that up with the Black Saints and Running. Great old Milwaukee band. Hey, coming up, we have Bad Year, Little Mo's and Ohms, Flying Fuzz, Rebels Without Applause, Faces for Radio. Still more to come here on Maxine Kevy. You're listening to hard rock and heavy metal from across Wisconsin.
CBS News Special Report. Police say they found the man who shot and killed 10 people at a Lunar New Year celebration last night in Monterey Park, California.
When officers exited their patrol vehicle to contact the occupant, they heard one gunshot.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says officers discovered the gunman dead from a self-inflicted wound. California Congresswoman Judy Chu says the public can breathe easier now.
What I want to do here is to say to the community, feel safe. You are no longer in danger because this shooter is gone.
Correspondent Steve Futterman is in Monterey Park.
10 people were wounded in addition to those killed. Authorities say 7 of those remain hospitalized. Some are in critical condition. Their prognosis is unclear.
Still yet no motive. CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You could nominate your D-bag of the year. Got a nominee for us?
There were so many of them, as we can tell. I had to go with the ranked choice system. Okay?
I like the way you think, Rico. Okay. What else you got?
Rojo.
You know, listener poll. I think this nominee for D-bag of the year pretty much sums it up.
Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by. Suddenly, you realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in. A vision you can see as it falls down around you and me. You end up on your knees. And the clock beats midnight and you can't breathe. Charcoal black image of agony. We tried and we lied. Our hearts again. I'm tired on this flight of the fate that was. the world go by. Suddenly, you end up on your knees.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
For the people. We'll be right back.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah. A little bit of
That is Rebels Without Applause. Greg Fulton, he was in Snow White in the 80s and 90s. Late 90s, he was in Rebels Without Applause with his brother on drums. Great band out of Chicago, great throwback. Before that, we had The Flying Fuzz, Out of Madison, Our Freedom, and then Eglath, Kingdom of Bones. Kingdom of Bones, that song is from a band from Appleton. And then Moes and Ohms before that, Tale of Despair. And we started that off, Bad Year, Charcoal Black. I'm Rocker. You've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We're coming up here on the end of the show tonight. We'll be back here next week. Remember, we play the best of Wisconsin local original hard rock and heavy metal. We play throwbacks. We play brand new music. And we even would like to interview you. So if you want to send your music in MP3, request an interview, we'll consider it. Send it to Max Inc. Radio, M-A-X-I-N-K Radio at gmail.com. Remember, you can go to civicmedia.us, click on Max Inc. Radio, and you can see our podcast, listen to the show again. Of course, this show repeats Sunday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.